as life took its turns, I ended up with a home in Kennebunkport, Maine. And George Bush Sr., George Herbert Walker Bush.
Who's in the film.
The great gentleman. Yeah. I call him the last great gentleman. Yeah. Was in the film.
The best of the Bush presidencies we've had.
I would agree with that. And he lived in Kennebunkport, Maine, and he was a very close friend of Jane's. And he was not in politics when I first went to Kennebunkport. There were no Jews in Kennebunkport. I was probably the first Jew that – I know I was the first Jew in the tennis club and the first Jew in the racket club and the first Jew in the yacht club and in the golf club, et cetera. And George Bush sponsored me to be a member. And his father, Prescott Bush, who was a senator from Connecticut, made sure that I got into all these clubs and was welcomed to the community in Maine. Well, as life progressed, George Bush went into politics. I was very, very friendly with him. He came down here to be ambassador to the United Nations. And when he was ambassador to the United Nations, I was already doing a lot of concerts, and I was in the music business. And I had a concert at Carnegie Hall with John Denver. And
whom you made.
I don't know. Would you say that.
You discovered, I guess.
I helped make money.
Yeah.
Helped him make money.
Yeah.
Anyway. So he was ambassador to UN. I said to him, I have this concert. I'd like you to come. He said, I have a great idea. I said, what's that? He said, I'd like to bring 50 ambassadors and their wives. And when he did that, Jane said to me, we have to have a party. I asked the president if he wanted to have this party. And he said, yes. He said, that would be great, really great. Could you get some of those Hollywood people there and some of those those stars and some people like that. I said, sure. So in those days, they had a list called the Blackwell List, not the guy that ripped everybody up for wearing the wrong dress. This was a guy that had a list of celebrities that were in town at the time. And on that list was Robert Altman,